This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9. My next guest is a singer, songwriter, producer and DJ. She's become a firm favourite in the LGBTI community over the years, releasing albums with her various bands, including her new one, Men, fresh from her appearance at the opening night party for John Paul Gaultier's exhibition at the National Gallery of Victoria last night. A big Joy welcome to JD Sampson.
Hello. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. What an incredible radio station.
I know. You know, we are Australia's only LGBTI radio station, one of only a handful in the world. And in December, JD, we're turning 21.
That is so incredible.
Isn't that cool?
We really don't have many that are still on the radio dial in the States at all.
And we support, obviously, because we're Australian, we support Aussie music. Yeah. And also we love supporting LGBT artist as well.
Yeah.
So we're really glad to have you in studio this morning.
Thank you so much.
And of course, firstly, the party last night for the John Paul Gaultier exhibition. Mm-hmm. Gave us all the dirt, doll. What was it like?
It was incredible. There were the boylesque dancers were there. Jean Paul gave an incredible speech. By the end of the night, there was glitter confetti. I mean, sorry, not glitter, but gold confetti in large circles all over the whole room.
Oh, wow.
Everyone was dancing, really kicking up their heels. It was really, really, really fun.
And you did a DJ set last night.
Yeah.
What tunes did you spin for the VIP crowd?
Well, I started kind of at a mid-tempo range.
Okay.
Playing like some house music.
Okay.
Some 90s house and some new deeper house stuff. And then once people started, you know, getting loose, I really threw some pop music at them and it was super exciting. Everyone was dancing and it was like the biggest wedding I've ever played.
You've been to Melbourne before, haven't you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So what do you love most about Melbourne, a lovely city?
I love shopping here, to be honest with you. It's really fun for me to see designers that are from Australia, like at the Someday store in Perks and Mini and stuff. And I love fashion, so it's always fun for me to be in new towns and experience new looks.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you had some trouble getting to Australia, I hear, on Twitter. I was reading your tweets. What happened on the way getting here?
Well, this has never happened to me before in my entire life, but my flight was delayed from New York to LAX, and so then I ended up missing my connection at LAX, which came to Australia. So I had a day off at an airport hotel at LAX, and arrived yesterday about an hour before I had to go to the NGV, so I'm super jet lagged.
Oh, cool. We have a bit of jet lag interview. That's great.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, am I talking? Am I here? Who is this?
It's all good. Now, you're from Cleveland, Ohio.
I am.
In the States. And how did you catch the music bug?
Well, it's interesting, actually. I always loved music. I played a little bit of guitar as a teenager and took lessons, and as most kids do in the States, with, you know, different instruments. But I wasn't huge into music. I was really into visual art, and that's actually how I ended up joining La Tigra, was through my visual art practice. That was my first band, and we were a multimedia band, so it made sense for us to all kind of like collaborate together, and soon enough I was writing my own songs, and that's how it started.
Because I was reading online that you came out when you were 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was at school, I think everyone knew I was gay before I did.
Yeah.
And did you find that when you came out, it was like, how did that change your life? Or did it make things easier, or did it make things more complicated?
I think both. For me, I think people around me did have an idea that I was, like, quote, different or maybe queer in some way. And as soon as I realized that for myself, I think it was like a big relief, both for me, who was rebelling a lot beforehand, and for my friends who kind of didn't understand me. I think there was like an answer there. And I was really lucky to grow up in a community where like it was a small enough group of kids that everybody knew who I was and and had a friendship with me that was based on personality and fun. So when I came out, it wasn't such a huge deal, and we kind of all just moved along with me being the queer one.
They had your back.
Yeah.
In 2000, you graduated with a degree in film.
Right.
So how did you get involved with, I guess, music? Did you not want to go into film and musical scores and that type of thing? Or
I did, but like I mentioned before, La Tigra kind of hired me as a projectionist.
Yeah.
Because I was doing a lot of film work and installation artwork that was based on projection. And, you know, how we see film, is it an exclusive kind of an experience where you have to pay money and sit down in a theater and watch it for a certain amount of time, things like that. So they wanted to work with me and what I was doing in terms of the idea of projection. And so that's kind of how it started. I miss it, though. I do. I think, but I didn't really learn digitally because I'm that old. So yeah. So now I'm trying to learn how to digitally edit, which is a fun adult hobby.
I do it all the time. It's easy, doll. It's easy. Yeah. JD Sampson is my special guest in studio this morning from the States. She's here for the Jean-Paul Gaultier exhibition. She's kicking off a gig tonight. More about that next, JD.
Yeah. Hi, this is JD Sampson, and you're listening to Friday Morning with Leo on Joy 94.9.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo. My special guest in studio, is JD Sampson from the States. Now, she is a musician, singer, songwriter, producer, remixer, DJ, mix of all trades.
And more.
And more. We love that. Now, you formed a new band, Men, in 2007.
Right.
You got to tour with Gossip, which was, we love Beth here on Joy. Hello.
Yes.
And you even got to write with Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Describe your sound for Men and the visual, because it's quite music-driven and visual dance.
Right. Well, the band first started as like a collective between five people, kind of like feminist queer concept of just enjoying ourselves and speaking politically and kind of, you know, understanding dance music as a way to like experience your body and feel safe with your community. So that's how it started. And then as time went on, you know, people came in and out of the project, and the sound is kind of a mix of all of those people and ideas. So we definitely speak politically, and we have a conceptual stage show, and but it's dancey and poppy and fun. So all those
things. We love that here at Joy.
Yeah.
Now, working with Christina Aguilera on a track for her album Bionic, is that right?
Uh-huh.
That must have been quite a cool experience.
Yeah, it was great.
A bit of a co-write happening. Did you guys get to meet her and stuff? And
We spent a whole week with her every single day, all day long.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was really awesome. I did that with my old bandmate from La Tigra, Johanna Fateman, and Kathleen wrote on the track as well. It was I felt very humbled by it, to be honest. You know, we heard it was going to happen. I didn't really believe it until it did happen. It happened. I didn't believe the track would come out until it did happen. And I just kind of let it go naturally. And it felt really good to do that, to be honest. She's such an awesome person, incredible singer, incredible writer. And I couldn't have more positive things to say about her.
What doors did that open for you in, I guess, in the industry?
Yeah, well, from there, I got a deal with writing for Universal Publishing. And so I go in and write with songwriters all the time, and we write pop hits for other stars.
Like, you can name drop.
Yeah,
so
well, you know, I did a track for Cobra Starship. I don't know.
We love him here.
Yeah, and working with a new Disney artist right now, and there's just like a bunch of things in the works. But it's been a really great thing for me to write for other people. I really like the way it feels.
Which brings me on to this next question, because you wrote an article for Huffington Post,
right,
which I could relate to, because I love the title. You named it, I Love My Job, But It Made Me Poorer.
Yeah.
You're talking about the music business. And I do a show on Joy called The Sound Museum, which is about the music industry. And
wow.
We ask not the normal questions, like who you're dating or what you can't be bothered. But it's things like who you've been working with in the studio, who, you know, producers, remixes, the production. It's changed so much, the business, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learnt over the years to still keep you sane?
Well, I mean, you used to be able to write a record and that would be, that cycle would produce a certain amount of revenue, really. And nowadays, that's not the case. So you just have to be more creative and kind of diversify your career. Like, what can I do? What am I good at? Who do I know? And what do I want to do? And so in the past couple of years for me, I've just figured out this is what makes me more money. This is where I lose money. And just thinking about it more as a business person and having to separate my art brain from my business brain has been like a really important tool as I really become more of an adult, to be honest. So it's really what everybody does with their careers. But I feel lucky to have, you know, so many toes and so many different things right now. And I feel excited to just kind of keep diversifying in that way.
And you get to come to Australia.
Of course.
And perform at the Jean Paul Gaultier exhibition.
Yeah, I know. I mean, last night I was just like, my job is amazing. Next Friday is the NGV Friday Nights.
So tell us
program.
About that.
Yeah, well, I guess my friend Paul Curtis curates a different artist for every Friday night for the exhibition. And I'll be the first one DJing next week. They open the museum, I guess, for free. And anyone can go there and hang out. So next Friday night, I will be there.
So what determines your fashion style? What's your style as far as fashion goes? What do you like to sort of mix it up?
Well, I really like conceptual style. I was mentioning earlier, Perks and Mini is a brand I really like from here. There's this really awesome woman who makes purses called Welcome Companions, and she makes like this box that's leather, but it looks like it's just a brown cardboard box, and it's something that you can like carry around as a purse. And I love that idea.
Just
conceptual art mixed with fashion is kind of like my total thing.
We're gonna take a quick break and we'll come back with some quick fire questions.
Ooh.
Next on Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is JD Sampson and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only GLBTI community radio station.
JD, you're in Australia, so we're going to ask you some quick-fire questions about Australia.
Uh-oh, I hope my jet lag can be quick enough.
All right, so this is really easy, all right?
Okay.
Ice Vovos, Crown Royals, and Tim Tams, all types of what?
Cookies.
Biscuits, yes, you're right. Have you tried Ice Vovos?
No, I've only really done the Tim Tam Slam.
Ice Vovo is a biscuit with pink icing and coconut on top and jam. It's beautiful.
I'll have to go get one.
Yeah. The residents who live on Ramsey Street are part of which iconic TV soap?
Neighbours.
You're good.
I dated
You're
an
really
Australian.
Which Aussie singer? Okay, this is a no-brainer. Which Aussie singer would you most like to collaborate with? Kylie Minogue, Sia, or Dylan Hayes from Savage Garden? Who's opening game?
Sia.
Because you dated Sia.
Yeah.
Let's get it out quickly. Amazing artist here in Australia, amazing singer-songwriter. You guys still in contact? You guys still close?
Yeah, on my layover the other day, we had a quick text. We talk often, see each other sometimes, and we're good friends. It's really positive.
Have you guys ever sort of written together and done a duet or done a sort of a bit of music together?
You know, it's funny. We never have done anything that's come out, but I would say that, like, you know, we both were working on a lot of music when we were together and were heavily influenced and collaborated with each other, just in the sense that we would ask each other, this or this, or do you like this, or do
Is
you hate
crap?
This,
Was
or whatever.
Good? Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I don't know. I always like to kind of collaborate with my partners in that sense and on our work. And so, yeah, we talked a lot about music and helped each other both very much.
If you could star in any Aussie movie, what would it be and what role would you play?
Well, what about a TV show or a miniseries?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I really was into that show, Top of the Lake. Did you see that?
No.
It was a BBC thing.
No.
It's really amazing.
Okay.
Okay, wait. What other movies are there?
There's Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. There's Muriel's Wedding. There's Moulin Rouge. What else is there? There's The Great Gatsby was filmed here. Okay, well,
yeah, those big ones, I'm just like...
The indie ones, right, are good.
I like the indie
ones.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, this is... Okay. Your dream Aussie crush, Miranda Kerr, Portia de Rossi, or Natalie Imbruglia? She's silent.
I'm silent. I can't answer that.
That's okay.
I'm like... I get really personal about, crushes.
That's all good. Yeah. But Aussie girls are great here. What do you think of the Aussie girls here?
I think everyone looks very healthy here, which is something that I really like. Yeah. You know, some countries you go to, you're like, everyone looks like they need a real hot meal. You know, but here everyone looks so healthy and happy.
Yeah, we love that.
Smiley.
My special guest this morning is JD Sampson. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
No worries at all. And you can catch JD, her DJ set, next Friday night at the National Gallery of Victoria at the Jean-Paul Gaultier exhibition, which I saw yesterday. It's amazing. You must check it out. Some amazing talent there. And you got to meet him last night.
I did.
What did he say to you?
We held our two hands in two hands, and he just looked right in my eyes and was so happy, and it was a really positive, like, spiritual hello.
You see the dresses that he did with for like Madonna and Kylie and everyone?
It was amazing. Yeah. The exhibit is really incredible. Everyone should go.
And, of course, you can check out JD's music on iTunes as well, and also her website, menmakemusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your time in Australia.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to play your track, which I did a quick little edit. I hope you don't mind. I just took out one little word.
Yeah.
And do you want to introduce it? Because it's a really cool track. I hadn't heard it before, and I love it.
This song is called Deconstruct Me. It came out earlier this year, I think in January. And it was a follow-up to our record Labor that came out in October. And it's just kind of about power struggles in relationships and a little bit of sexual imagery.
Undertones.
Yeah, undertones.
Thank you so much, Freddie Sampson, coming in. And here is Deconstruct Me on Joy.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organization, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.